At the end of the collection, or everything needed for the Mishkan, the Torah tells us, "V'mlachai tadayam v'hoter," that the collection was dye, was enough, v'hoter, and there was extra. So it doesn't make any sense. If it was dayam, if it was enough, it would sound like they had exactly the amount they needed and no more. And on the other hand, if it's extra, then it shouldn't say that there was exactly enough. What exactly is going on here? And furthermore, it's amazing how much they collected to build this massive Mishkan. You would think in a collection like that, there would for sure be a shortfall. And yet, Chet HaEgel is a small calf. How big? I don't know exactly, but it can't be that big. And it was collected by so many people, you would think there'd be extra. So here's the answer. It's a beautiful answer given by the Peninei HaTorah. He says, who is the one that led the collection for the Mishkan? It was collected by Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the ultimate gabbai of all the collections. When you have a collector like Moshe Rabbeinu who operates with such integrity, everything will be accounted for. And so Moshe Rabbeinu made sure that if it was not absolutely vital to the effort, it wasn't used. There was no waste. But the people that collected for Chet HaEgel were doing something from not a spiritual standpoint. And therefore, whatever we had, they took. And perhaps if there was even extra, they took it back for themselves. There was nothing left over because they weren't operating with integrity. But why? That only explains the contrast to Chet HaEgel, but that doesn't explain to us how it's possible that there is extra if it tells us that there was exactly enough. So here's a beautiful answer given by the Iturei Torah. He answers that if every bit of the Mishkan was used, every piece of donation was used, this is what would happen. I would come along and say, oh, this Mishkan could not have been built if not for me. And my friend would turn and say, this Mishkan could not have been built if not for me. And so that the foundation of the Mishkan would have been arrogance. Bishvili nivra ha-Mishkan. It's on my account. So what does God do? God says, I'm going to make sure that there's extra, just a little bit left over. Because when there's a little bit left over, I'm going to say it's for me. Somebody's going to turn to you and say, no, look, all that pile of leftover stuff, that was your donation, and that was your donation. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu operates with such integrity in his construction and accounting of the Mishkan, Hashem wants the foundation of the Mishkan to be something of integrity also. That people don't celebrate that this is my doing, but rather people celebrate, look what we've done. We've created a place that the presence of God could reside on earth. It's not done from a place of arrogance, but it's done from a beautiful place of wanting to do for God. That's the purpose of the Mishkan. So by leaving leftovers, people are able to move past their arrogant self-interest and remember the integrity with which the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was built. Have a great day.